This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky released a video statement on Saturday saying Ukraine will get stronger after the Group of Seven summit in Japan. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was among the G7 leaders Zelensky met with as he attended the summit as an invited guest. The Ukrainian leader said he thanked Sunak for helping reinforce Kyiv's aerial abilities as it battles Russian forces within its own borders. U.S. President Joe Biden told G7 leaders on Friday Washington supports joint allied training programs for Ukrainian pilots using F-16 fighter jets, senior U.S. officials said, providing another significant endorsement as Kyiv seeks to boost its air power against Russia. Leaders attending the G7 summit have urged China to pressure Russia to end its war in Ukraine, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
In a joint statement, G7 leaders said, "We call on China to press Russia to stop its military aggression and immediately, completely, and unconditionally withdraw its troops from Ukraine." Leaders also expressed serious concern about the situation in the East and South China Seas, where Beijing has been expanding its military presence and threatening to use force to exert its control over self-governed Taiwan, calling for a peaceful resolution. Chinese officials have since reacted to statements on these and other issues by accusing G7 members of hypocrisy. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Sudan's warring factions signed an agreement late on Saturday for a 7-day ceasefire as fighting that has plunged the country into chaos and displaced more than a million entered its sixth week. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden in Japan has been trying to assure world leaders that the United States will not default on its debt despite a showdown with congressional leaders, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The president was asked if he's worried that debt ceiling talks could fall apart.
Not at all.
While meeting with other world powers at the G7 summit in Japan, President Biden was getting briefed by his staff on the stops and starts in negotiations, which were briefly halted Friday because of disagreements.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
He's cutting his trip short to join in negotiations. Economists say it would be catastrophic if the U.S. defaulted on its debt, which could happen in just days or weeks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin said on Saturday his Wagner fighters had completed the capture of Bakhmut, Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports.
Prigozhin made the claim in a video in which he appeared in combat fatigues in front of a line of fighters holding Russian flags and Wagner banners. Today at 12 noon, Bakhmut was completely taken, he said. Ukraine rejected the claim and said fighting was still going on. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malia described the situation in Bakhmut as, quote, critical, and said Ukrainian troops were maintaining a defense in the southwestern part of the city. Bakhmut has been the focus of the longest and bloodiest battle of Russia's war in Ukraine, which is nearly at the end of its 15th month.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. The founder of a nonprofit group is accused of making up a story about homeless U.S. military veterans being evicted from a New York hotel to make room for migrants, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Republican State Assemblyman Brian Maher, who helped spread the story, is now calling for an investigation, saying he and others were duped by Sharon Tony Finch. She had claimed her nonprofit was housing vets that were kicked out of an upstate hotel after New York City's mayor sent migrants there. The hotel said it was untrue. The Mid-Hudson News reports homeless men from a shelter claim they were hired as part of the ruse. Maher says he spoke with Tony Finch Thursday and learned the story about homeless vets being displaced was false. Julie Walker, New York.
Thousands of Israelis are protesting against contentious plans by their hardline government to overhaul the judiciary, as the protest campaign showed no signs of abating nearly 5 months on. The main protest took place Saturday in Tel Aviv City with other smaller rallies across the country. Last Saturday, organizers canceled due to security concerns with fire in the Gaza Strip. I'm Joe Ramsey.